Hello, and welcome back, or welcome to, the Enchanted Forest Tales. I am your creator, Jeremy Evans, and not only am I the creator of the show, but basically direct, edit, written, and do all the sound effects for it. For people that are now listening to this and listen to the first season, I want to say thank you for giving it a listen. I'm enjoying the process and the writing of the show and whatnot. And if this is your first time listening to this and haven't listened to the show, I definitely recommend going checking it out. But if you just need something to kind of go on before you go into that, the concept of the show is that it's set in a fairy tale world in this giant, humongous forest known as an enchanted forest that is full of mystery, danger, whimsical creatures, and more. Part of the show, you will be following a cast of characters, and then also I want to do some one-off stories or some other anthology stories to kind of open up the world of the enchanted forest and get more familiar with the different areas of it. Now, when it comes to the cast of characters, we are following two characters. We are following a wizard goblin named Mick and a bugbarian, or a barbarian bugbear. And basically these two meet by chance and a friendship weirdly starts getting created, I guess you want to say. Then we get introduced by other characters, from fairies to a gnome to talking animals and other different races and creatures of the forest. Because my focus of the show is really just focusing on the lives of these characters, just following their personal stories and their what's it like to live in the forest. So I never wanted to do like an epic tale of, you know, the fate of the forest is relying on a big epic battle, good versus evil, or anything like that. It's just following the life of characters in the forest, just mainly focusing on character development. Now, of course, when you hear the word fairy tales, the names Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and Rapunzel come to mind. And I want to introduce those stories into my world, but I want to do it my way that fits the characters if they came along meeting my cast of characters. Along with that, I've been collecting the Andrew Lang books of fairy tales and been reading a lot of those stories and finding creative ways to put those into my stories in a different way also. Now, this is an adult comedy show, mainly to have free range to tell the stories I want and just be able to have fun with the dialogue that I have written. Archer and Venger Brothers are a few examples that influenced that decision, along with old cartoons that I grew up watching like Looney Tunes, Tiny Toons, Animaniacs. And if you notice there, they're all animated shows because animated shows is a big thing in part of my life that I enjoy. I love watching cartoons I grew up. I like watching newer cartoons that are out. I even like anime. I like all kinds of animation like that that are good and clever. So if my show was ever to be a TV show of some sort or whatever I do with it, I would want it to be animation. Which, if you visit my Twitter page, my Facebook page, or my recently new YouTube page, you will see some of those character arts by my artist that I hire, Katie Lee, which she's been doing a wonderful job. She's been with me since the beginning of the project. Now, the first season came out on January 31st, 2023. So by the time you listen to this episode, it's getting close to a year since the first season has been out. Now, the first season contains 5 episodes that are roughly 15 to 20 minutes long. There's a lot of great audio drama shows out there. Midnight Burger, The Kingmaker History, and other great shows that I can go on about. But one of the things is, how do I convince you to come listen to my show? And when I listen to these shows that I enjoy, either that is when I'm driving or I'm at work or I'm going on my walks, most of these shows that I enjoy last about, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, maybe to an hour. So listening to a whole season of those kind of shows can take a long time, which is why with this season, it's easier to tell you, you can listen to my whole season in about an hour under. Now, of course, this can change as I go into my next season, having more episodes in them. But for now, it's easy to bring somebody in, new listeners, that can say, oh, it's only about 12 minutes or 15 minutes. Sure, I can do that. Then maybe you want to listen to another one and another one, right? On top of that, I don't want to write for 40 minutes or an hour, especially I am the only writer of the show. So writing an episode for about roughly 15 to 20 minutes is my sweet spot. So with the first season ending on February 28th, a month later, we are introduced to Enchanted Shorts, kind of like a mini season. Short little tales that follow up certain events or certain things that we learned from the first season through the characters, which came out on April 4th and ended on May 2nd. When it comes to Enchanted Forest Tales being an audio drama, you have to have voice actors, right? And I am so thankful for these casts of voice actors to come in to help bring these characters to life, with most of them being their first time doing this, including myself. Which has been a great and fun experience because them coming into the studio, working with them one-on-one, some of the things that I wrote for the characters have changed because the way my actors just portrayed the characters. So when it comes to the dialogue, it's mostly guaranteed that some of it's going to change because how my voice actors come at it and their suggestions during the session. Which the most important thing for my voice actors is they are having fun portraying the character. So when it comes to voice acting, I do the voice for the main character, Mick, the Goblin Wizard. I do the voice of a talking deer named Francis. And I do over 10 other characters in the show, maybe more. I have to actually make a list of that. And then when it comes to other characters, we have Michael Cross that plays Dorn the Bugbear. We have Taylor Mays that does the voice for Vivi the Fairy. We have Alex Mays that does a couple of voices. He does a voice for a unicorn character, and he does the voice of another fairy named Ori. Then we have Blaine Singularity that does the voice of the garden gnome known as Nipsey. We have Shorsha Fitzgerald that does the voice of my plant girl named Ivy. Then Jamie Norris that does the voice of Old Lady Faye. Then we have guest voice actors that came in, like Andrew Rose. He did a voice of a little rabbit, also a human that is the leader of a wolf pack. Gary Langley, that does the voice of a unicorn, that is the leader of a cult of centaurs. Ethan Doe, that does a voice for another gnome that works under Nipsey, known as David. Then we have Clinton Collins, which I met him once and recently passed away. May you rest in peace. And he does a voice for a woodpecker named Peter. And then lastly, we have Shannon Heron, that does the voice of the wicked queen known as Queen Lenore. So to all of you, thank you for sacrificing some of your time to help me with this passion project. So what's next? So during the time that the first season and the shorts were out, I was already working on the second season of the show. So when I was writing it over the summer, finishing it up, I made an announcement in around September that it was in production. And from there, I wanted to take my time focusing on the quality of life that I saw in the first season that I want to try to improve going into the second season. On top of that, working on new sound effects for the second season and introducing more music to the show. I don't want to take away the nature and the sound of the Enchanted Forest because that's very important for the show. I want people to really emerge with the nature of hearing the birds chirping and different animals chatting in the background or whatever I put in there because that's very important. So the music is really there for special moments, moments that makes the certain situation just kind of complete or just makes it stand out more. So the goal is to kind of keep that balance in between. And one of the other things with the music is to help certain areas of the forest be more distinct. So when you hear a certain sound or a melody in the background or just something gently playing, that will identify what area you're in and that will kind of help you out. So when you know when the characters are in a certain area, you're like, oh, they're in this forest or they're in that forest. So I brought a lot of new instruments to help me give that vision along with, you know, battle music and all this stuff. I was working with different artists, but it all fell through and I went through about four or five of them. So they just wasn't working out the way I wanted it. So now I am going to do it myself and then go from there. Maybe I'll meet another artist that will help me with music. But for now, this will be a great challenge for me to learn the music and learn to have it the way I want to do because I didn't really want to go find music online or anything like that. I really wanted this to be like by my hands. Or if I do get an artist, I want it to be strictly for my show only. this second season will have more episodes. I believe it's going to be more than 5 episodes. And the funny part is that a lot of things have happened by the when I said that to now, because due to certain situations from my personal life and other people's life, certain things have to be rearranged. So I'm also writing more episodes, or writing episodes to replace other episodes, to kind of help the flow of the show. The second season is going to be interesting because we're going to learn more about our main characters that you have met. That is Mick, Doran, Francis, Nipsey, and others. And then on top of that, intertwining between learning about them, we have a kind of like a little mini arc that's going to happen that I'm very excited to see where it goes. And then on top of that, we're going to have some things that happened in the first season kind of continue on and see where that goes, especially the last episode that was aired, Wicked Setup. Now, I don't have a date yet when this second season is going to happen, but I'm aiming in sometime in 2024. Now that the holidays are over and everything, now we can kind of slowly get back into production with my voice actors and hopefully smooth sailing from there. In the meantime, if you want to learn a little bit more about my characters, mainly the creation behind the characters, I have a YouTube page. Just search for Enchanted Forest Tales. As for audio-wise, here, I want to slowly add content here to give you more content and more information about the show and the making of the show and some of the ideas that I was going for that didn't work out or something like that while you wait for the second season. So look out for that. And with that, thank you so much for entering the forest to hear me talk and give you updates and such. And hopefully after listening to this, you will go listen to the first season in the shorts. And if you enjoy that, leave a comment. Give me your thoughts on whatever platform you're listening to this on, which is on mostly everything. And spread the word. Invite them to the Enchanted Forest, where I'll be there waiting for you.